Look at the news in brief. A strong earthquake has struck Japan's Tokyo region. The country is facing radiation leaks at Fukushima nuclear power plants. France's nuclear safety authority says the concrete vessel around reactor number 2 is not sealed anymore. So far, 3,600 people have been confirmed dead from both the quake and the following tsunami. Clashes are intensifying between troops and anti-government protesters in Bahrain. This is the country is in a state of emergency. Government troops have used machine guns to target doctors at health centers. At least 5 villages have come under attack. Soldiers and helicopters have been using live rounds against the protesters. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern over Saudi Arabia's troop deployment to Bahrain. The UN chief urged Bahraini authorities to refrain from using force against anti-government protesters. Ban's comments come as Saudi Arabia has sent some 1,000 troops to the Persian Gulf nation. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says military intervention in Bahrain is unacceptable and will only complicate the already volatile situation there. Ramin Mehmanparast said the people of Bahrain have demands which are legitimate and are being expressed peacefully. Mehmanparast said these demands should not be answered with violence. Revolutionary forces in Libya say they've destroyed up to 3 of Muammar Gaddafi's warships off the northeast coast of Ajdabiya. The attack comes as forces loyal to Gaddafi claim they've retaken the eastern town of Brega. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has failed to agree on the imposition of a no-fly zone over the country. A Yemeni opposition activist has been shot dead in a gunfight with loyalists to President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protester was killed in armed clashes with supporters of the ruling General People's Congress Party in the western Al Jawf province. Meanwhile, anti-government protesters have taken control of 2 provinces in the north and east. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have taken to the streets of Gaza for a mass unity rally. The demonstrators marching outside the Palestinian Legislative Council are calling for an end to the rift between rival factions Hamas and Fatah. A similar rally is being held in the occupied West Bank. And North Korea says it's ready to discuss its nuclear enrichment plans at the 6-party talks. Pyongyang says it's willing to enter the negotiations without any preconditions. North Korea left the talks in April 2009 after receiving tougher UN sanctions for conducting nuclear and missile tests.